Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smokey every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Who we view as the most authoritative and electable is rooted in systems of oppression.
There are so many inequities around having our experts in our community speak about our work.
Obviously, there are several facets to this strangely homogenous nature of the electoral system.
And to be left out of conversations, it only exemplifies that loss of self-esteem.
Check out CITR's live panel podcast, Conversations, hosted by our Indigenous, Accessibility, and Gender Empowerment collectives. Subscribe to Conversations, available now on iTunes.
Baby, you a freaky little thing, got me up all night. 100 in the room, you the only one I like. Starlight blue all over my mind. Girl, you like a drug, I'm at an all-time high off you. When I get home drunk, only wanna call you. Driving in the drop top, sky all blue. Said a couple things and you know it's all true. Girl, you got me at an all-time high off you. Off you, off you, off you. She a good girl, but a little freaky. Yeah, you know my number. If you wanna reach me, you should do a vacay. I was thinking Fiji. She live in the country, but we had a DT. And you make my last girls look so silly. I know she a dummy, can't forget the way she did me. Really, I be in my Beamer doing 60. I got a lot of money, still I'm about to have some milli. So hold on tight, girl, I got your back. Cause I got you for life and whatever's up there. Baby, you a freaky little thing, got me up all night. 100 in the room, you the only one I like. Start like glue all over my mind. Girl, you like a drug, I'm at an all-time high off you. When I get home,
drunk, only wanna call you. Driving in a drop top, sky all blue. Said a couple things, and you know it's all true. Girl, you got me at an all time high off you. Off you, off you, off you. Girl, you let Beyonce, a little bit of Gina. And you're always working. Tell me when you're free up, we could just wind down. Keep feet up. Get drunk, crack a bottle of tequila. Shawty want a Range Rover and I want a wagon. They don't make her like you, girl, you're so classic. When I pick her, she got a little fashion. I had some girlfriends, they was just practice. My money stretching like elastics. And I wanna spend it all on you, girl, yeah, yeah. Throw a bag, I'll make another in the morning. I be ballin', I ain't Michael, but I'm Jordan. A guy like me, I need a girl like you. Did I drink, did I smoke, cause I'm high off you. Baby, you a freaky little thing, got me up all night. 100 in the room, you the only one I like. Stuck like glue all over my mind. Girl, you like a drug, I'm at an all-time high off you. When I get home drunk, only wanna call you. Driving in a drop top, sky all blue. Said a couple things and you know it's all true. Girl, you got me at an all-time high off you. Off you, off you, off you.
You should stay. I can't stay, ho. Maybe try your luck another day. Out of my way, ho. You mad cause you gas up, hit the brakes. Bump the brakes, ho. Sorry, babe, this ain't up for debate. I can't stay, ho. Straighten up your act, get off the wall. Shoot your shot, just take your pick and roll. This shit can't be body, can't be sold. Watch me close, I'll show you how it goes. How it goes. Don't ruin my mood, right? Sip, drink, pink Kid Bull like. Shit, that don't really feel right. Switch to Ciroc with the green line. Puff, puff, pass for a good time. Hands on her knees, that's a good wine. Man tell truth and he don't lie. Yeah, one thing I cannot fuck with is fakes. One thing I cannot roll with is snakes. Yeah. All that Gucci on you don't got taste. Yeah. Shorty say to me that boy is waste. Hey. Can't look me in my motherfucking face. Yeah. Real ones from my ends I can't replace. Yeah. I'ma transform Toyota to a Wraith. Yeah. Only brown boys in the bank. Tell me. Isn't it obvious? Y'all can't rock with us. Y'all too soft for us. Please do not bother us. You and I are not the same and we don't ever get along. Baby, if you poppin' on the gram, then move along. Put in my ear like you should stay. I can't stay, ho. Maybe try your luck another day. Out of my way, ho. You mad cause you gas up, hit the brakes. Pump the brakes, ho. Sorry, babe, this ain't up for debate. I can't stay, ho. Straighten up your act, get off the wall. Yeah. Shoot your shot, just take your pick and roll. This shit can't be body, can't be sold. Watch me close, I'll show you how it goes. How it goes. She just wanna have a good time. Oh yeah. And I ain't here for a long time. Oh yeah. Your place on mine. You can't be serious. You say this every time. Baby wanna slide down a pipe like Mario. And she wanna bring her friends. I'll say it isn't so. Cause that one look like Waluigi. That one Wario. Even though I'm twisted, I know glitter isn't gold. Isn't it obvious? Y'all can't rock with us. Y'all too soft for us. Please do not bother us. You and I are not the same and we don't ever get along. Baby, if you popping on the gram, then move along. Whisper in my ear like you should stay. I can't stay, ho. Maybe try your luck another day. Out of my way, ho. You mad cause you gas up, hit the brakes. Bump the brakes, ho. Sorry, babe, this ain't up for debate. I can't stay, ho. Straighten up your act, get off the wall. Shoot your shot, just take your pick and roll. This shit can't be body, can't be sold. Watch me close, I'll show you how it goes. How it goes.
You tuned in to Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. And I'm your host, Issa Aaron. If you didn't know, we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation. Here live from the most western part of UBC, Pacific Spirit Park. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry I'm a little late, guys. Listen, you would not believe how the devil tried to keep me from coming in today. But you know what we do? We just keep it rolling. Like, I am out of breath because I had to run. Woo! Sorry for yelling in you guys' ears. I'm just pretty hyped up today. Also, the mic, I just realized, was pretty high. So, listen. Just to give you a little story. So, you know me. If you listen to this every week. So, first off, this is off the beaten path. What we do here is we like to, it's like informative, funny. You might get some lulls in there, you know. But we talk about Canadian issues, particularly here, issues in the Lower Mainland. And we talk about things that are going on, things that are happening in the week throughout the world. A lot of times it's focused on our neighbors. Just down south, a little bit across that invisible border, you know, the United States. And then but honestly, our whole world is connected. So that's how I like to think of what we do here. Is not only is our world connected, but we're connected. And so I like to make sure that everybody at least sounds interesting when they go out on the weekend or when they're at the water cooler with their coworkers. They can talk about things that might be relevant on a larger scale. Like, don't be one of those people who never just has anything interesting going on. Not just anything interesting going on, but not really, you know, really apathetic to what's going on in the world, because there's so much shit that's happening that's important, not just globally, but locally as well. Occasionally, we have some guests on here. I think that'll be playing some interview next week, as I won't be here live. Yeah, we have some guests on here. Sometimes there's just some really smart people. Sometimes people call in. You can call in. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487 or UBC-CITR. For those of you who have a difficult time memorizing numbers. So I learned. So basically, let me just tell you about what's going on this week. So I am getting ready to go on a work retreat for like my job. And that means that the week leading up to that is incredibly busy. So I admittedly just stayed up maybe a little bit too late yesterday doing some work. And I woke up late, which caused me to have to get on a light jog so I can get up here and listen. And if you know where I live at, getting here in a haste, it's hard. But, you know, this is what I do it for. I do it for the people, you know, like that. We've got a small community. I like to feel like this is a community. I don't even know who's listening, but if you're listening to me, I hear you. You feel me? Let's just jump right into it. So what we like to do here is start off with the weather. And so for last week, listen, if you are like me, because when I read the weather, so I 100% believe that what I believe to is right. Like, when I see it and I say it, I believe in it. So don't think that I'm out here telling you things and then ducking, hiding my head. I'm not like a regular meteorologist. I'm a weatherman of the people. So last week when I said it was going to be sunny on Thursday and it ended up being rain, listen, I got rained on too. I rode my bike that day. So today it says mostly sunny, a high of 16, 10% chance of precipitation. So what that means is 10% of Vancouver is going to get heavily dumped on. I find that that's what it mostly means. Not that Vancouver has a 10% chance. I don't actually, that's not science, but that's what we're going with right now. And then tomorrow is going to be Showers Saturday, Sunday, Monday, sunny. Tuesday, sunny. And then don't believe anything else probably beyond the week. It says it's going to be raining from next Wednesday to next Thursday. And I feel like that can be believed just because it's Vancouver. And I find that if you say it's going to rain between September and May on any given day, there's a really good shot that you will be right. And so I've already burned a few songs that I was going to use because I needed to get my shit together. Listen, there's so much stuff going on here in Vancouver, particularly one thing that I find baffling. So if you have read the CBC or you watch CBC on the news or maybe you listen to the CBC on the radio, what you've noticed is that over the past few weeks, I say 3 weeks, they've been heavily invested in streets, like the streets of Vancouver. Like, how good is your street knowledge? Do you know why all the streets are named? Honestly, like every week, there's been another article about, do you know what the streets are named? Which I find absolutely, like, completely ridiculous. There's many things that I find to be ridiculous about using front page space, asking me questions like, how good is your Vancouver street knowledge? It's a quiz, and this is the third quiz in a row, third week in a row that they've had something like this, which makes me kind of sad that when, like in times when there's an election looming, people are just opting out and be like, you know what? Fuck it. I just kind of want to know about the streets. Like, I have no, either they are really, really informed voters and they've already made the decision months ago, or they're really apathetic voters and people are just saying, you know what? I'm tapping out. I need to know more about these Vancouver streets. But it is really, it's really interesting because, this isn't how I would expect the CBC to be using the value of real estate on their page, particularly when this week there's nothing about, like, we've completely moved on from Trudeau's brown face, which I find to be interesting because how, I'm not really sure how the news works, but how I believe it to be is no different than anything else. They report on, one, the things that are important, but two, the things that are interesting to people. So there must not have been enough interest or, I guess, gravity in terms of, you know, what people cared about when it came to Justin Trudeau. But these streets really have the people going. And if you'd like to know, I think it's like 90% of the streets are named after, you can go look it up because obviously, I didn't read it. I'm just curious about it. Like, I don't give a damn about how the streets are named, you know, which trees they came from, what battle and who, what colonizer they decided to name it afterwards. Moving on. So last week, we talked about these invasive bee species. So this invasive Asian giant hornets, which are right now dormant, but in a few weeks, when they wake up, they're going to kill all of the bees we have. These things are scary as shit. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'm not typically, bees, hornets, or wasps. They don't really scare me. They do bother me. So if you see me if you see me in the streets and I'm swiping at a hornet or trying to dodge bug, don't come up to me and say like, hey, Issa, I heard you on the radio say you're not scared of them. Because they both can be true. I am not scared of bees. And I still don't want bees near me. For some reason, bees like to sting me. However, it is just a quick Google away. Please take, you know, maybe 15, 20 seconds and Google Asian giant hornets, because when you see these things, you might have a different idea about maybe what you can do to make sure that these things don't come alive. Because the when I you just looking at the nest, you can tell, damn, those things are about to be huge. And then when you look at what an Asian giant hornet looks like in the palm of somebody's hand, you're like, man, that looks like it could do some damage. They can grow up to 2 inches long. Can you imagine 2 inches long? I'm looking at the stinger. Looks like a pushpin. That's an easy word. Yeah, it looks like a pushpin. It's crazy. Anyways, so a nest of them have been destroyed in Nanaimo. However, that is not the only nest. So we talked about how it's important that we make sure that these things do not wreak havoc on our environment. And I originally, when I saw, I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll see, you know, normal invasive hornets coming in and, you know, maybe eradicating the bee population slowly. These things look like they could take out all the bees in an afternoon and still make it to happy hour, because I never seen a more powerful looking bee in my life. So I am not scared of bees, but I'm terrified of these things, if that makes any sense. It doesn't have to make sense, because I know that I make sense. So before we move on into, I would say some, not some hard news, before moving to our music, next musical break. So you know what we do here? I like to talk a little bit about animals, a little bit of, particularly about how animals, I think animals have the right to fight back. Because that's what I really think it comes to. I feel like everybody has the right to fight. Because without that, I mean, how do you make sure that people will treat you right, you know? Not saying that that's what it takes. It's not on the people who need to fight so that they can be treated right. However, we know the people who are doing the oppression are not just about to let up off your neck. So you got to get them up off you. And sometimes it takes a right hook or a bite. However, this is not the animal stories that we normally talk about. This is the police reining in on the fun of just one individual. So the RCMP I guess there was a costume that was taken from an animal rescue van in mid-September, and basically a mascot. And so this man had, I guess, this individual had stolen the mascot and been riding around Prince George on his bicycle, just in the Husky mascot uniform. And so when the RCMP caught him, they arrested him and took the mascot. And I say this was just negligence by whichever ASPCA outfit that this came from, because I think that this could have gone a totally different way. So we have seen this man riding his bike around on the mascot, which I find to be absolutely hilarious. And what better to raise awareness than, you have a mascot so people see it. Not just so people see it, you know, at the one or two times you want to use it. But, I mean, I understand. It's probably an expensive suit. However, it's to boost awareness. So what's better awareness is the person who stole it clearly wants to wear it more than you were going to use it. So just make them put an advertisement on it. I find that maybe arresting somebody for this might be just a little too far. The point had was way, that story was way more interesting in my head. Like sometimes this happens to me. I read a story. I read a bunch of stories for the show. And I only save the ones that I find to be the most interesting. Like I find, animal stories and people getting attacked by animals and then animals fight, people fighting back the attacks. We talk about drugs, homelessness, marijuana, all types of things here. All interesting. But then sometimes when I read it, I do this like over the weekend, and when I read the story on air or I think about it on air, I'm like, you know what? That was not nearly as interesting as I thought. And you know what? I can't blame myself. You know why? Because this happens all the time. Things happen. And you actually have to understand that sometimes, what you think is funny in your head isn't funny when you say it out loud. And I think that's a good life lesson. Not just about funny, but, just about a lot of things. Sometimes when you think about them in your head, that's where they should stay. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that some people shouldn't have thought or did or said, and why sometimes shutting your mouth is the best option.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years, thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder Lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today. Wake up.
My circle, you can say it had a remix. People out fake, they be lying in your face. When you tell them how it is, ain't no secret. Just know forever is dope. Same through the struggle, I'm trying to stay humble. You hate on me, but just know that I love you. Cause I'd probably go do the same if I was you. Wow. Still taking risks, still posting the bricks. And he still walk around with like 2 chains. Still in the mix, still taking dang your chick. Still with a bad bitch with some moose wings. Still try to get rich, try pull up in a 6. Try pull up in the Benz or the Mustang. Still the same way that I do things. Still the same way that I do things. Taking risks, still posting the bricks, and he still walk around with like 2 chains. Still in the mix, still taking dang your chick, still with a bad bitch with some moose wings. Still try to get rich, try pull up in a 6, try pull up in the Benz or the Mustang. Still the same way that I do things. Still the same way that I do things. Tell you what's gonna happen when it's really time for action. They go run, they go hide, man. They better start the capping. Money bring me satisfaction. Why? Cause I never had it. Plus, I had a lot of enemies. I'm trying to subtract it. Bad tricks, bad habits gonna cause a lot of damage. When you looking at your life, trying to cope with the madness. Kinda hard not to panic when they try and make you vanish. What they do for your spot when you go change status. Know they still jealous on their face, you could tell it. But like I said before, I'm still the same though. Was it would be when I starved on this cold rainy night. Said they wouldn't even hand me a raincoat. Snakes in the skies on them plain clothes. I can see it in their eyes, it's the game though.
Depends how you play it, better stay low. Cause you won't have to pay the price for our fame goes. I focus on the bankroll, nigga. Me and you ain't got the same goals, nigga. These dudes lame, or you ain't no nigga. Listen to the songs, how they paint those pictures. Shat been dope, yeah, Shat been dope. Since LL was rocking that Kango, nigga. Still up in the spots where they can't go, nigga. Ain't nothing changed to the same, go figure. Still taking risks, still posting the bricks, and he still walk around with like 2 chains. Still in the mix, still taking down your chick, still with a bad bitch with some moose swings. Still try to get rich, try pull up in a 6, try pull up in the Benz or the Mustang. Still the same way that I do things, still the same way that I do things. Still taking risks, still posting the bricks, and he still walk around with like 2 chains. Still in the mix, still taking down your chick, still with a bad bitch with some moose swings. Still try to get rich, try pull up in a 6, try pull up in the Benz or the Mustang. Still the same way that I do things, still the same way that I do things.
Back at all the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Oh, man. There's so much shit going on. Just like not here, but just like around the world. Like I'll tell you guys, you know, when listening to music, just when the music is on, I'm just vibing out, you know, just like checking it out, listening. But also making sure that I know what I'm talking about afterwards, after it comes off. It's just, there's so many stories, you just like, what? Like, I find that the world of nonfiction, so like what's actually going on in the world is way crazier than what you can think about when it comes to fiction. Like when you think about the most wild story, it's probably a real story that really happened. That is actually even more crazy. I mean, minus dragons, people coming back to life, which some say some people have done, you know? So many different things. This one is not that obviously that crazy, but it was that stupid. A man who was on his way to his reception from his wedding, was arrested for stealing a bike. And so, what a dumb thing to do. I wish they had his name in here. But in Kamloops, the RCMP. The RCMP is like the only people who are arresting people. And like, I find that how I think how law enforcement should act and what I think about the role of prisons in society, it's so largely shaped by me being American. It's kind of sad. Like, I can't think beyond punishment. Like, I was even, aside from the story, I was talking about this with some friends on Tuesday, some friends being my co-hosts from Crimes and Treasons, and they were talking about how a prison in Canada offered inmates the ability to, like, buy video games and have TVs and, you know, have food and to, like, be actual human beings. And my first instinct was like, well, that's kind of messed up because they should be in there getting punished. They should be in there suffering, you know? And I'm like, and that's how it went in my brain. Like, that's how my brain was like, it was like, you know, real, you know, but it doesn't have to be like that. And I don't know why it should. And how I think about policing, I'm like, you know what? F the police, but also arrest that man. You know, like that. I don't know. You know, it's, I have a hard time divorcing my mind from my socialization. It's a battle. So, like, I go back and forth. When I say go back and forth, I mean, like, I actively fight it because that's what you need to do when you recognize that something isn't right. You just can't say it's not right one time. It is a constant battle until you realize, hey, I don't think like that anymore. It's not my first thought. However, I do feel like when you do things that are stupid, I feel like stupidity should be punished more than criminal intent. I don't know why. I don't know why I think that, but hey, you know what? If you have an idea why I think that, maybe you should call in and tell me. You know, give me a piece of your mind. I would like to hear it. Anyways, so this man, let's get back to the story. This man was wearing a suit, and they asked him why he was dressed up so nicely when he was stealing a bike. And he said he had just left his wedding and was on his way to his reception when he saw the bike and decided to cut the cable, put it in the back of his pickup truck. Police arrested the groom while he was driving with a prohibited license and failed to show up for the reception. The bride called the groom, and she'd been advised that her husband was arrested. Like, what do you think was going through her mind? Like, what were her first thoughts when she found out that her husband had been arrested on the way to the reception? Does she think that she actually made the worst decision that day? Because stealing a bike on your way to your wedding reception, like, not just, oh, that's a nice bike, and, you know, maybe you're drunk with your friends and you picked it up and you want to ride it out. You know, you're just, like, drunk with your groomsmen. I could understand that. Not that I would excuse that if it was my bike and it got stolen, but if you are if you're just, like, you know, hanging out with your friends, you're drunk, you're doing something dumb. High risk behavior. But for you to leave your wedding reception, drive in your pickup truck, say you saw a nice bike and you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my day to the next level and I'm going to steal it. I'm going to cut the bolt on it and I'm going to put it in the back of my pickup truck. That's such, like, another level of criminality that I take back exactly what I said earlier. Stupidity should not be punished more than criminal intent. Anyways, send this dude to jail. Anyways, but you get to the wedding reception. Let's say you're friends or family. You get to the wedding reception, and it's just the bride there. And you're like, okay, this is great, but this is a wedding. Where's the groom at? And the groom never shows. It's wild. I mean, I told you, like, how many times do you find out that happens? Like, I feel like that has to happen more often than not. Like, people getting arrested on their wedding day for doing stupid shit. It doesn't make any sense. And hopefully, he didn't get sent to this jail in Prince George's because in Prince George's, inmates rioted and took over the jail. They took over the elevator and damaged the building. So I guess there was a series of violent outbreaks at the BC jail. So those PlayStation and TVs seemed not to be working. But this was at a maximum security prison. So, you know, it's not like a jail. This is a prison. So I feel like if you get sent to prison in Canada, you have to be like, you know, you can't see my hand, but it's high, you know, in the I'm violent and the threat to society range. Because you see people in the States that get sent to jail for nonviolent drug offenses all the time for, like, a long ass time. They get sent to jail for years. Decades, lives, over drugs, not harming anybody, just drugs. And that's not happening in Canada. I feel like when you get sent to prison, you're dangerous. Anyways, there's a riot. So, like, I couldn't imagine being I don't know what you call these people. It's people working in jails, not a warden, but, you know, these people who are actually the CO or your correctional officer. One, you're in Prince George, it's got to be boring. But two, it's like, after you hang out with people who are, you know, quote-unquote, allegedly criminals all day, like, how do you, like, go home and deal with that type of stress when you get back to the crib? I guess this assaults against staff at prisons are at an all-time high, with as many as 120 attacks on guards. So I guess the staff are feeling burnout, unsupported, and they've been predicting something like this would happen. Sounds like they need more people. So if you are looking for a job, maybe you – I can't imagine anybody who gets up at 7 o'clock to listen to community radio is also looking for a job. But if you are, maybe you should apply to be a correctional officer because they look like they're in need of some relief. When we get back, we are going to talk a little bit about just some of the things that people are doing and not doing for love.
You ain't know you're dealing with a monster. Let her go cause she a prima donna. Sweating me like she be in a sauna. Tryna bend her down in Tijuana. Stat of money taller than the plaza. Got a lot of drip with no water. I'm on shotgun with no soda. She know them problems coming with the Prada. I just damn up, so I'm up now. Can't afford a drop, so she bust round. Still in school, learning new things now. Need to get a bag for the fam now. We gon' head south, watch some MV. I need me a Bentley, not no 10 speed. Tryna ride my wave with no jet ski. Then you wanna kick it like you messy. Now you got it fucked up and messy. Live it up, still I'm making lemonade like Nestle. You can sneeze, still ain't get no motherfucking blessings. Teeny bitch, I don't fuck with anybody begging. You ain't know you dealing with a monster. Let her go cause she a prima donna. Sweating me like she be in a sauna. Tryna bend her down in Tijuana. Stat of money taller than the plaza. Got a lot of drip with no water. I'm on shotgun with no soda. She know them problems coming with the Prada. I just damn up, so I'm up now. Can't afford a drop, so she bust round. Still in school, learning new things now. Need to get a bag for the fam now. Why you think you fam, you ain't met me? All you folk lame, not impressive. You just want a fame and a guala. I can see through that message. Running out of fucking options. Liver full of them toxins. I need you to quit the talking. No ops, we show ya. She be from the city, big racks on that bitch. All these fucking lame tryna act on a bitch. Tryna swim in money, doing laps on that bitch. 100 cash on that bitch, still gon' tax all your shit. I ain't know I'm dealing with a monster. I can't fuck with no prima donna. Got me sweating like I'm in a sauna. I won't bend it down in Tijuana. Stat of money taller than the plaza. Got a lot of drip with no water. I'm on shotgun with no soda. She know them problems coming with the Prada. I just damn up, so I'm up now. Can't afford a drop, so she bust round. Still in school, learning new things now. Need to get a bag for the fam now.
Back with All the Bean Path here on 101.9 CITR. So, some people who should STFU. You know. So, I don't know. I like to be on Twitter. So, if you don't know who Greta Thunberg is, she is a 16-year-old climate activist who made a trek from Europe to the United States to come speak on a boat and basically has been the target of anti-Earth activists. That's what I would like to call people who don't believe in climate change. Anti-Earth. And one of the most ridiculous statements that I have seen is this conservative pundit, Justin Murphy, who said, if you think Greta Thunberg has the maturity to guide global policymaking, then you cannot object to Jeffrey Epstein paying 16-year-olds for sex. And I'd just like to say, if that is your logic about anything, like if you're listening to this radio show and that's your logic about anything, one, I want this to be your last day listening to the radio, to listening to me. I don't want you to provide any, me to give you any joy. Then two, I want you to Google the local, the closest police station to you and walk in and turn yourself in. Because that is horrible. In my short life, medium length life I've lived, I have never met a libertarian who I felt like had even a decent logic. It's very interesting. All the libertarians I've ever met or I've ever heard about or read about are all they all look the same. Let's put it that way. They look like they might have grown up in a house with a golden retriever. I find that to probably be a nice through line through all of the libertarians that exist. They look, I don't want to say that they have. I mean, we all know that I don't like golden retrievers and I don't like libertarians. So anyway, so the idea of people making these leaps and attacking a 16-year-old girl for just caring about the world is crazy. It really boggles my mind, particularly when you hear about people who are against people who are just trying to save the world. I mean, not in like to try to be hyperbolic, but like, I mean, she's obviously not the only one, not even the most prominent one, and probably and hasn't been doing it the longest. There's been people, little kids who have been protesting the pipelines here. There will be kids at the protest tomorrow. There's been kids who've spoken at these protests, kids who are now adults who have been speaking for decades about what we are doing to the environment and why we should save it and value it over profit. And it's just kind of weird for me personally to think that there's people against that. And I find, like, I think about the ways that our like world is set up and how if someone's like, well, you know, you don't have to buy the new iPhone or you don't have to, you know, shop your, you know, get your clothes from, you know, fast fashion. And while I say that it sometimes that it's on the consumer, you know, to make those decisions with their dollars and put their money where they believe their values align. Also, like, if you didn't make it, wouldn't buy it. You know, it's not as if before H&M or any of these fast fashion places opened up that people were begging, like, you know what I need? I need more T-shirts. I need more cheap-ass jeans. You know what I need? I need, you know, people weren't clamoring for more of these things. It's just there was an investment made. And then an investment in making you believe that that's what you needed. So, like, there's definitely space for people to make an investment in not changing, but maybe tapping into the types of behaviors that have already been established. So, like, this hyper-consumers. And so to blame or to blame consumers, I think, is a fallacy. When people producing it know that it's their job and they pay people like myself to make you, to understand why you want to buy it. It's just what makes the world go around. Anyways, this week is one of my favorite weeks. These next 2.5 weeks. It's the Vancouver International Film Festival. If you listen to the advertisement, there's like over 240 films, I think, that are being shown starting today and ending like the 16th or the 17th. There's not only is there events, not only is there movies and films that are being shown, but there are events that are being happening and taking place. So you should go on vif.org and check those out, because I think my first year that this is like my fourth VIF. My first year I went to a sustainability in film, TV and film, and it was probably one of the most interesting things that I had done up to that point, on just being able to see and hear about some of the shows, your creators, like some of the shows. So we talked about, you know, putting the dollars where they belong. What you don't understand is that the TV and film industry is so wasteful in general when it comes to building materials and things that they need for the sets. So they, a lot of times they build sets and then they destroy them, and you know, that they go into a landfill. So something that they use for a few weeks is just gone. They use so much styrofoam. But listening to Chris Carter, who's the director of The X-Files and who created all of the shows, who uses his influence to make 100% green sets. So like, it's interesting to see that it can be done, but it just hasn't. There's so many other opportunities to learn things about the industry, particularly even if you might not have ever seen yourself in entertainment industry, but let's say you do have an idea about recycling, or you have an idea about how you can make things more efficient and more sustainable. You should check it out, because I'm sure they're doing that again, but there's probably some other things and that you can learn about, and just all of the businesses adjacent to entertainment. I find to be interesting. One thing I find to be interestingly scary is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Boston Dynamics, but if you haven't, don't Google it if you are scared of the future, because they have a robot that looks like it's months away from killing people. It's scary. I've seen the robot do backflips, and once I see a robot do backflips, it looks like a wrap for me, a wrap for us, all of us, which might not be the worst thing, because when you read about stories about how the oceans are dying and about how scientists believe that in the next 20, 25 years, there'll be no more fish in the ocean, it kind of scares you. And I think we've talked about this before, particularly with when it comes to orcas, because I saw a picture of that orca a month ago, and I honestly still have never been able to get that image out of my head. Just the idea that killer whales can look emaciated is not something that I ever thought about. Like, you know, that an animal that you see is like roaming and free and, you know, could travel thousands of miles and not find something to eat and just be dead. It's wild. There's so many things that are going on that are crazy. So, also, it's very interesting when, you know, you read a headline or you read a byline and you can see that there was a lot of gymnastics to make this sound as harmless as possible. So basically, this 11-year-old girl was charged with a hate crime after beating up a 10-year-old. That's the headline for Complex Magazine, Complex.ca, for this story. But then when you read the headline for the CNN, because I don't just read one source about a story. Like, my job is to make sure that I'm informing you with the best of the best information. So that makes me, it's like I do a lot of work so that I can bring it to you. However, the CNN headline says an 11-year-old white girl has been charged for subjecting a 10-year-old black girl to a racially charged beating. it's like that sounds like the 11-year-old girl just like introduced her to racially charged beating. It was just like, hey, here's racially charged beating. I'm going to let you guys get to know each other and I'm going to leave. Like, the headline takes all of the accountability and action away from the 11-year-old, which is crazy because it just says, they could just say 11-year-old beat 10-year-old. It's because that's what happened. Apparently, three girls used racially motivated language while beating up a black child on the bus in Governor, New York, the victim. It's just like, I've seen a video online where a woman was saying how she would kill all niggers if she could. And then she got in her car and drove off in her Honda Fit and drove off. But it shows you that there is a direct correlation between the administration being openly racist towards whoever and just white people feeling like they can say whatever they want to you. Without any recourse, because like what is like I feel like disturbing somebody's peace should be just as much of a crime as assault, because I find, how much do you expect people to just sit there and let people abuse you verbally? You know, like, I feel like we shouldn't allow that because we know what it escalates to. I feel like there's like we understand how that works, so, but we're seeing this openly more and more and more, so I don't expect these types of attacks and things to go away, and it's no coincidence that it's already gotten into elementary schools because kids are susceptible to those types of things. However, for our last story, our most wild story is that an Indiana couple has been accused of abandoning their 10-year-old daughter and a move to Canada. And so they have been lambasted on the news about abandoning their 10-year-old daughter. But they suggest that's not exactly what happened. Christine Barnett and Michael Barnett claim they adopted Natalia in 2010, who's at the time they were told Natalia was 8. However, Natalia was really 22 and had dwarfism. But the story isn't exactly clear because they don't know if she was actually 22. However, because the couple illegally changed her age to 22 in court in 2012. And so a year later, the two adults set her up in an apartment and moved to Canada. Barnett telling people she looks young if anyone asks her about her age. So I guess due to her dwarfism, the doctors haven't been able to pin down her actual age. In 2010, it was estimated she was 8, but an evaluation in 2012 suggested she was 11. Kind of make sense because that's 2 years later, so maybe she was 10 or 11. However, the parents suggest that she's a scammer. I'm just reading the story at the same time and I'm so confused. However, what is not confusing about this is that the parents are in jail, because that's what happens when you abandon a minor who might not be a minor. I'm not sure. Anyways, listen, scams like this and romance scams cost Americans over $150 million a year, and I'm trying to figure out why I'm still broke. Hey, you guys have a great week. I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks for tuning in. Listen, this is what I like to do. I bring you guys the news. So, you know what? I'm out.
From stuck at the bottom, from moving an ounce or two. Let's bring on the Rockies when I'm in the mall. See what these Rockies could do. Yeah, this is Sriracha too. I got a little baby, she mad at my groupies, but girl, they ain't flyer than you. I came a long way from stuck at the bottom, from moving an ounce or two. Bring on the Rockies when I'm in the mall. See what these Rockies could do. Order some chicken wings with the rice. Put some sriracha sauce on the rice. I had to grind just to make it right. I can't take a bro nigga fights. I'm in the trap house all night. I seen a crackhead hit the pipe. I see the smell in my head light. Yeah. She owed a general tab. She caught off a man and blocked all her numbers cause she with the general now. I count her like 50,000. I tell the little bitch to bow. She still 10 toes. She don't ask questions cause we got some history now. Yeah. She owe the chicken teriyaki. I got the chicken chow mein. All of the work I got blend. She wanna go to Beijing. Gun tall like Yao Ming. I hit the nightclub with my hammer on me. Bada boom, bada bing. She want the fall suit. I want the large coupe. She want the hard roof. I want the gone roof. The work gone poof. Ain't gotta show proof. Your nigga told me he want an ounce. I went and dropped two. Yeah. This a sriracha too. I got a little baby, she mad at my groupies, but girl, they ain't flyer than you. I came a long way from stuck at the bottom, from moving an ounce or two. Let's bring on the Rockies when I'm in the mall, see what these Rockies could do. Yeah. This is Sriracha too. I got a little baby, she mad at my groupies, but girl, they ain't flyer than you. I came a long way from stuck at the bottom, from moving an ounce or two. I bring on the Rockies when I'm in the mall, see what these Rockies could do.